Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome back, everyone, to Vox Markets. My name is Paul Hill. I'm delighted today to be able to speak to CEO Jonathan Hunter of Alico, a leading developer of build tech, project management, and visualization software. So welcome, Jonathan.
Thank you.
Well, big congrats on this morning's strong year-end trading update with ARR up 24% to £22.6 million, and the shares up 9% on the day. So that's terrific. But before we sort of dig into the details, I don't suppose you could just give a quick sort of like bit of color on the status of that sort of build tech market, what sort of key customers get, what benefits they get from it, and just the sort of the demand equation at the moment.
Yeah. Well, thank you again. The build tech market is really buoyant and exciting at the moment. There's growth in terms of the adoption of technology. But then there's industry drivers around construction in particular. Of course, there's demand for more buildings. The complexity of construction projects is increasing and therefore need to be well managed. And then there's demands on, building green buildings and efficient buildings and building in an efficient and, environmentally friendly way. So, and of course, on time and to a budget. So that's where Alico really supports our clients, is in controlling time and cost aspects of the building.
Good. And then I know when we chatted a couple of years ago, you were sort of like talking about the SaaS transition for the company, and that's to move on to recurring revenues from perpetual licenses. And almost to the minute, you said you were going to reach an inflection point at the sort of the year end of 2023, and it seems to have happened. Actually, the tipping point has actually been achieved. So you just talk through where we are in terms of the sort of recurring revenues and how you see that one going forward, because it's been a long journey, but now we're there.
Yeah, no, it's certainly been a journey, and we delivered what we said we would when we set out on this journey. The ARR growth is increased 24%, so we're really pleased with that, and it's record growth for the business. So that's really encouraging. It's not just all financial metrics. We have, also on this journey, strengthened the business as a platform for growth. So we've focused on environmental, social, and governance metrics. You would have seen in some announcements earlier that we were accredited ISO 27001. So we had a focus on security and data security in the business. We've shifted and migrated all of our data and hosting to the cloud, changed our business model completely through this SaaS transition. And also what's really driven that is and key to it is also the culture in the business, which we'd strengthened that when we launched our strategy a couple of years ago. So it has certainly been a journey. The results of all the effort is certainly starting to show. So we indicated H1 of 2023 as the bottom of the U in terms of that financial journey, and we expected H2 2023 to start seeing the acceleration in revenue, and that's coming through in the results.
Yeah, no, I mean, I was just sort of like back calculating the numbers, and it seemed as though the recurring revenue was now in the second half of 2023 at 75%. So you're three quarters into it. Can you just quickly talk through, because obviously the market for all things construction, particularly in commercial, has been a bit tough. But just give you just a quick impression of the resilience of the business, sort of like, you know, the retention rates and the stickability, and the locking yourself in with generating the benefits for the customers.
That we've historically, what we've been very successful at is retaining customers and growing and offering more for our customers and really solving their challenges. So we've developed strong relationships with our client base, and that's really supported that, they've supported us through this SaaS transition because they can see the benefits of moving to subscription and cloud solutions. So with that, we have historically and continue to have high retention rates across all of our regions. It's a combination, of course, of the technology we're providing is truly adding value and solving problems, but also the services we provide for customers. I think that's something we're extremely proud of. We're still voted, last year it was the 10th year, we've been voted best product management software in the UK. And our R&D focus has been a lot on enhancing the value of our core products, allowing us to offer customers more and expand their use of the software. We've developed solutions that focus more on collaboration, better communication across different teams within our client base, compliance, operational efficiencies, environmental as well. In particular in Scandinavia, we've enhanced our environmental cost calculation solution, and of course AI has been a focus for us as well in terms of our product roadmap. Not developing everything, also partnering with companies such as Nodes and Links, which we announced I think in quarter three last year, to provide our clients with the best AI capabilities we can.
Brilliant. And think in terms of sort of like international, expansion, I know you mentioned it as sort of like getting a beachhead into the US. It seems as though you've really sort of like, ramped that one up. You won 40 new clients last year out in the States. Can you just talk through sort of how that is going? Because obviously the US is the biggest and probably the most competitive. Well, one of the most competitive markets for build tech software, but certainly the a huge addressable market.
Yes. Yeah. We're really I'm really lucky to have some really good people in the US. It's Alico is very much people business, and with the people that we have there, that's allowed us to really expand on top of what we'd the reseller base that we'd established. So yeah, I'm very proud for us to be able to have won 40 new customers, direct sales customers. So that's with our colleagues selling in the region. And our focus has been general contractors. We were, significantly large businesses compared to those we see, our customers in Europe. So, there's some very, very good, respectable names that are identifying our solution as, something for the future, future-proofing their businesses. So that's really encouraging. And we're getting the brand and the name out there in the US. We've attended several conferences last year and continuing to do so this year. Last week, we're at the CPM conference in Texas, as an example, and we're bumping into a lot of friendly faces as we're attending these events. So we're certainly getting a bit more recognition, and that's helping us and continually supporting us as we're having those discussions with new business opportunities. One thing to note also is that our approach to the market you know, year one where we attract a new customer, that's just the start of the journey. So historically, the customers will adopt more and more and expand their license seats over several years. You know, so you can imagine a large general contractor working on a number of different projects. They're not going to move their planning solution across all of their projects in 1 year. They'll wait for the right time to shift. So those 40 new logos is actually quite encouraging, because we expect those accounts to grow over time as we're also adding new customers this year.
That's the land and the expand strategy, I guess. Yeah. I know you bought Best Outcome in June for £4 million, and I did actually notice that the cash balance has gone up. So you're still very, you know, cash generative in the actual group. But can you just talk through that, how that integration's gone, and the sort of reception from customers? It gives you another sort of string to the bow, doesn't it, in terms of software project management?
Yeah, that's right. It's a leading PPM tool in the UK, so portfolio project management, not simply project management. So it sets it apart from, you know, many of the other solutions you see out there, and it's outcomes focused or objective focused. So it's a top down approach to project management, which is quite complementary to our existing Asta application, which is a bottom up tool. The acquisition has been really successful, and the integration has progressed really well. We actually, fortunately, use the PM3 Best Outcome program management solution to run the integration program. So hence
why. Oh, I see. Okay.
So that's been excellent, and we've had a dedicated program manager. Not working full time, but you know, working on that integration program, and that, you know, that has made an extreme difference for us, and it's allowed Neil and the team and I to continue to search for other acquisition opportunities with confidence that, you know, that integration is being carried out very well.
So essentially, the Best Outcome does sort of like I don't know, corporate transformation type projects, rather than sort of like your detailed construction stuff. It helps businesses transform their businesses and do change programs and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's right. The use case is broader than just construction projects, but it's certainly, you know, all of our customers are going through a digital transformation journey. Best Outcome provides that that solution for change and transformation within businesses.
Good.
I believe they're the largest supplier to the NHS in the UK for that software type. And we're continuing to explore further opportunities within our existing customer base. So we've had some of the Icon customers and Asta customers that are piloting the PM3 solution.
Good. And if you ended the sort of December with sort of £10.9 million, what types of sort of like acquisitions would you be looking? Would you be looking for sort of more technology or regional, or how do you see that? What's the sort of like investors sort of expect if you're going to sort of, what, you know, as you have done previously, wisely spend the money?
Yeah, that we're constantly exploring how we can increase or shorten our technology development roadmap. So we're not looking at R&D in-house. We're also exploring technologies that are in the market that may enhance our roadmap and our capability. So that's one angle to our search criteria is technology. And it's got to, I guess a key factor of that is it's got to appeal to our existing audience. So that we can utilize our established relationships and go-to-market capability to be able to offer more for our customers. That's something to look out for. I think offering, you know, with a customer focus, help supporting them to solve challenges of the built environment is what we're here to achieve. You know, that's our purpose. So solutions that can support that. We're also exploring, you know, expansion or bolstering up in geographies where we're focused as well. So we're looking at the opportunities as well, geographical opportunities.
And what geographic, would that be all things like the States and stuff like that, about a strategic market? I'm guessing you quite sort of got a reasonable amount of exposure in Europe already, haven't you?
Yeah, that's right. We're looking at the US, although the team, we've been incrementally sort of recruiting and ensuring that we're resourcing the US as the opportunity is developing. Yeah, we're continuing to recruit in the US, but if there was an opportunity to acquire, you know, something that helped us with the go-to-market in the US or helped us accelerate that, then certainly, you know, that would be of interest.
Good. Well, I mean, that certainly whet my appetite. And so bringing all that together in terms of the broad sort of outlook for sort of 2024, what will be the sort of the key milestones and the key sort of like things for investors to watch out for? We've obviously got the prelims, haven't we, in April, I think it is.
Yes, the prelims are in April. So we'll provide a lot more detail on the operational highlights and so forth for 2023 and the outlook. Continued organic growth is our focus, continuing to retain customers and add more new customers. So we're really focused on our go-to-market capabilities and, you know, sales enablement across the group. Of course, our sweet spot is technology, and that will continue. You know, our R&D will continue, and we continue to enhance our solutions. Also looking at partnerships as in conjunction with R&D. And then we continue looking for value-enhancing acquisition opportunities as well.
Well, that'll certainly keep you busy, that's for sure, you and Neil. I would highlight to investors, just in terms of the sort of the numbers, the broker forecasts are in line, or as you say, the same as they were. Their fair values, we've got Cavendish at 160 pence per share, you've got Singers at 110, and I'm at about 127. But I would say, when it comes to sort of valuation, look at it on a more strategic perspective, because in the private markets, businesses like this go for five times or four times sales. And Alico is currently on two times sales. It also trades about 9.5 times EBITDA. And in the private markets, it goes for sort of 18, 20 times EBITDA. So I would say, if you're a patient investor like me, and I've been investing in the shares for well over 8 years now, then there's lots to look forward to. So really well done, Jonathan. Great end to the year. I'm absolutely delighted that we're through the SaaS transition, and really look forward to how the business shapes up going forward.
Yeah, thank you very much. Look forward to giving you a further update in April.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open.
Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.